Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the 2017 College of Players Platform Show, and we are down here at the 2017 East-West Shrine Game with one of the top quarterback prospects in the country, and it's Central Michigan's Cooper Rush. Cooper, we appreciate you taking some time. Usually you guys are quarterbacks from the day at birth. I mean, have you always been a quarterback?
Yeah, since fifth grade when I started playing football. So don't really remember. I don't have a good story, you know, of how that happened. I just kind of remember showing up, and next thing you know, I was playing quarterback, and just kind of stuck with it.
So you're in fifth grade, you're playing quarterback. Usually we kind of emulate the guys that we look up to. So Cooper Rush, fifth grade, who's that guy that you wanted to be when you had the ball in your hand?
Yeah, all those great NFL guys over those years, you know, Brady, Mannings, Drew Brees, all those guys you looked up to. You continue to watch them as you grow.
Nice. And for you, as you kind of develop, I mean, high school, I'm sure, quarterback, but, you know, when you got to high school, I mean, when did you kind of realize that, you know, offers and playing at the collegiate level were going to happen?
Prior to my sophomore year, I mean, my junior year, I was like, okay, I had a pretty good year and realized, you know, I can do this. Kind of first hit me, like, do you even want to? I never even thought about it, really. I was like, oh, yeah, this would be awesome. So I was able to play college football, and you get to that level, and you kind of think, okay, NFL's there. And then after a couple of years, you go, wow, that's a chance, too. So it's been great, and a great opportunity.
Nice. And when does it sink in at the collegiate level? You know as well as everybody who suits up on Saturday wants the opportunity to go on Sunday. I mean, do the coaches say, hey, Cooper, we like what you're doing? Do you kind of get some feedback from, you know, scouts? Do you have some big games against big-time opponents? Kind of share with us, you know, how that kind of
works. Early on in my career, my QB coach said, you have those tools. Like, early, like my second year I got there, you have those tools to you know, play at the next level, just keep improving every year, keep getting better. Then it hits you when you're junior and senior that it's like really right there. It's all based on how you play. You know, you play well, you get a chance.
And so,
you know, you worked every day with that, with your teammates, trying to achieve that goal too.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Cooper Rush, the Central Michigan Chippewas quarterback, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you know it's always available free at iTunes, blogtalkradio.com, and then you know we'll be featuring his draft bio page. We like to say it'll be everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards that draft on April 27th through the 29th in Philadelphia this year. They play host city to the big show. In terms of kind of getting ready for this, where you train and getting prepared?
I'm in Pensacola, Florida, Exos facility. Top notch. They've been great. You know, from nutrition, working out, position specific stuff. So excited to play this game and get back there and get back to work.
Yeah, Exos does a terrific job. I'm curious. Current weight's good with you? Are they having you do anything different like that?
No, I'm right in my range. Just gotta change your body comp a little bit. Coming after a long season, get back in that that tight shape.
Nice. And, you know, we're coming down here to these All-Star games. I mean, I think quarterback, I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe every position has the same amount, and I don't know. But, you guys are quarterbacks, and it might even be the receivers who kind of, you know, catch the tail end of it as well. You need to have a comfort zone playing with these guys and just finding the read. So
exactly. As
much as you don't want to put the ball on the ground, are you kind of more concerned that you're just kind of taking your drops and just having the mechanics straight?
There's definitely an adjustment period those first couple practices. Throwing to new guys you never thrown to, how they come out of breaks. But by day three and by today, I mean, you got a pretty good grasp of it. It doesn't take too long if you've been around. So it's been great getting to throw to those guys and kind of getting in the huddle with all these new teams, new teammates. It's definitely a cool experience.
Nice. And I think yesterday you guys were able to beat the East defense, I guess,
yeah.
You guys are doing the touchdown drills at that.
Yeah, we did a little one-on-one drill at the end. We were able to beat them, yep.
I think you guys have more camaraderie than the West side, seems like. I could be wrong, and who knows how the game will shake out.
Yeah, we'll
watching
see.
The practices, seems like you guys are just a little bit looser.
Yeah.
Who knows, but we'll see. Why are you down here? I mean, I always ask this kid, you guys, this question. I mean, if you're down here, what do scouts love about you? I mean, in your own words, if you're in the film room right now, what do you think they're going to walk away with that you do as a quarterback? Very happy about.
Experience. You know, I played all 4 years, started all 4 years there at Central in a pro-style system. So, you know, not a, it's obviously a big learning curve, but it's easier than coming from something completely foreign. So it's like even the offense we're on this week, very familiar with the terminology. Guy can comfortable in the pocket, make throws, and make those plays. You know, there's constantly got to work on, you know, footwork and sharpen up foot speed and stuff. But, you know, I think the guy played at the next level.
So you got in your freshman year?
I registered and then played 2013.
Really?
Yep.
Full?
I started 10 games. Played 11. Came in the second game.
Really?
And started the rest of the way.
I did not know that.
Yep.
What was that like for you? Eye-opener for you, maybe?
Oh, yeah, that first year you learned how to run, kind of. I was like the third string going into that year. Starter got hurt the first game. The second game, I was given a chance, you know, second quarter or something. And kind of took it from there, and you had a constant learning process. You know, learning every game was a new situation. And even in game 45, you're still learning. So
wow.
You're just trying to take as much as you could.
Excellent stuff. Cooper, is there anything that goes unnoticed? And you probably have found out a lot of things you didn't know about yourself talking to these scouts all week. But I asked this question. I mean, it could be leadership qualities, game film study, the offense you ran where you couldn't showcase skills. I mean, it could be anything. But what positive thing the scouts need to know about you that, you know, puts you in a better, you know, periscope?
Yeah, I think I've done a real good job with the interviews. You know, being confident, portraying yourself as who you are, that leader.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that can control an offense or team or... that's critical for QB. I mean, that's kind of what they look for.
What's your favorite throw?
Favorite throw? I don't know. That's a great question. I never thought of I like going that corner route. You know, it's one where the receiver has a lot of, you have a lot of leeway.
Okay, yeah.
You can pull them down, keep them high, and it's usually a big play.
Big plays is what it's about. Once
yep.
again, Cooper Rush, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Chris Cabot, Lee Steinberg, they represent you, part of that team. Mm-hmm. What's it like working with those guys?
Awesome people. Built a good relationship last year with them. And, you know, they're first class, and they work their tails off for you. And so I couldn't be happier.
And you don't have to say who it was. It might have been them. But the first time you get a phone call, you might be walking to class, you look at the number, you don't recognize it, and there's an agent on the other side of the line. What's that reaction like?
Yeah, it was them, actually. They were the first one, and, you know, it really hits you. I go, this is real. Here it goes. Process kind of starting even then.
Yeah, it's nice. And you, your mom and dad, or you said your parents were down here. What's it like just to kind of sharing this atmosphere with them?
Oh, awesome. They've been so great, so supportive.
Yeah.
They get a little vacation out of it.
So
it's been great. Them and my brothers have been real awesome and real supportive.
Nice. They athletes, too?
They were. They're good high school athletes.
Yeah.
One plays college golf, actually. So.
Oh, alright. So, very talented group of fresh kids.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest critic between mom and dad? Are they both, you know? A lot of guys used to say mom's usually a little bit more like, hey, you missed that throw late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's more dad, but
yeah,
he's
okay.
Always been real laid back.
Okay.
I mean, when we were growing up, he's never, like, coached us on any of our teams or never. He's kind of just come from afar.
Alright.
And, you know, as we got older and bigger games and stuff, then he starts freaking out a little more and panicking, but, you know, he's been great.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Cooper Rush, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Cooper, before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
That's good, yeah.
All right, female celebrities. This is usually the question you guys like to answer the most. If you could take any female celebrity out for lunch, who are you going to invite for a quick bite to eat?
Janet Kramer. Country music singer.
Yeah. That's our first Janet Kramer.
Really?
I like getting a new name.
Like
the
new
same
one, yeah.
Names. Yeah. You know, I love when I get a new name. And then if I don't know who she is, I'll Google her just to check her out.
Yeah.
Nicknames. Could be you or a teammate. Who had the most off-the-wall nickname in that Chippewa locker room?
Hmm. I don't know. That's a good one, too. Let's see. Try and go through the list of the locker room with different guys.
Yeah. You have one?
There's nothing. It was just Coop. Mine was just Coop. Most people call me that.
Okay.
There's nothing off the wall. I'm trying to think hard.
Yeah, it's a big hit or miss. Sometimes guys start listing names, you know, and they're sometimes like...
Yeah. Yeah, there's pretty much none that I can think of off the top of my head.
Nice, nice. And then the final question, if you could go back and get a win versus anybody that you... receive a loss from, what game and why?
Western Michigan this year. I mean, big rivalry between the two schools, and you always want to leave that senior year with a win.
Nice, nice. And we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He paints cleats. If you could have any of your cleats themed out, what kind of style or paint job would you want on them?
maroon and gold for CMU. You know, something cool like that.
Excellent, man. Once again, Cooper Rush, kind enough to join us here on location at the 2017 East-West Shrine Game as he prepares for the next level. Remember, iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and then his College to Draft bio, all available. As always, we appreciate you folks listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.